Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. Got a great podcast for you today. On Fridays, we like to do shout outs and also answer questions from podcast listeners. We're also going to be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So stick around for that. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us by calling us at 1-800-843-8771. That's all we do is help you plan your Hawaii vacation. And every Tuesday and Friday, we sit here and talk about it. We like to give you as much information we can. We like to share it with you. You know, the saying is true. I know it sounds clay, but an educated consumer is the best consumer, right? Something like that. And hopefully we're going to educate you and also give you the information you need to plan a very memorable vacation. Of course, we have agents that are right here in Hawaii. That's the thing about our company, is that we're located right here in the 50th state. So we're in the destination that you're actually going to. Isn't that a novelty? You know, you book trips, especially destinations, you know, and you book it through somebody that's not even there. Something goes wrong. Who do you call? Ghostbusters. No, you call us, right? We're right here for you. So get involved with us. You'll be very happy you did. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Lots of shout-outs. And actually, you know, today is one of those days in Hawaii that it's actually raining. So I want to give you a show you here the crater cam. Take a look at it. I mean, if you see our normal shot, you know, it's always blue skies, right? Beautiful shot of the east side. Look at how gloomy and yucky it is. It's sort of a mist in the air. And a front has moved over the islands. And, you know, when that happens, when a front moves over the islands, it can rain for the whole day, you know. But yeah, I know, it's rainy, but it's cool and it's beautiful. I kind of like this weather. And, in fact, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what you do when you come to Hawaii and rain happens, you know. And, it, of course, it can happen, especially this time of year. We're going into the winter months, and traditionally the winter months are our rainy season. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And we've got lots of suggestions from Facebook friends and Twitter friends about what to do when it gets like that outside. So we're actually going to discuss that and talk about that a little bit today as we move through this podcast for December 10th, 2011. And this is our 2011 already. I mean, it is that. I mean, it's like that kind of a year where it's like, okay, enough of this year. Let's move on to the next year, right? 2010. And this is our 427th podcast, if you can believe that. That's pretty cool. Excited about that. And don't forget, we do it every Tuesday and Friday. You can get your replays on our podcast page. And every day we have a new blog for you with lots of new information about Hawaii. So check that out as well. So let's get right into it. And today we're going to do a shout out right out of the box here. We'd like to give a shout out to customer Paul Kaczynski. Now, he's a longtime podcast listener who turned customer. Wow, that might be the first one ever. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you, Paul. We really appreciate it, you know, and a lot of people say, you know, ask us about the podcast and talk about the podcast. It's good to know that you really followed through and you booked with us, and he booked a vacation for next summer with our agent, Abby. So I want to give a big shout out to him. And I took a look at your itinerary, and you know what? I really like this combination here that you're going to be doing Oahu and the Big Island, you know, because those are, I think, two, like, I always, you know, have this saying that Oahu has everything the other islands has except for an active volcano. And I think you might have taken that advice, and I think that's true. There's just so much to do. I love this island. I mean, the best beaches, I think, are here. So I think it's a really good combination that you and Abby came up with by doing Oahu and the Big Island. And Oahu, they're going to be staying at the Outrigger Waikiki and the beach. They're actually going from the 1st to the 15th. This is the kind of vacation I want, right? 2-week vacation. And if you're going to come to Hawaii, you know, I always say try to spend as much time as you can. You know, a lot of times people ask us for trips that are 2 and 3 days, maybe 4 days even. I always ask, are you sure you can only come for 4 days? Can you stretch it for just another few days? Because I think 4 days is the absolute minimum you should come to Hawaii for, especially if you're coming from the East Coast or even the Midwest. Because think about it. I mean, it's a travel day both days that you're coming and going. So you're not going to have a whole lot of time here if you just do a short trip like that. But without digressing too much, I want to just say big mahalos to Paul and his traveling companion. I didn't get his wife's name. I guess Mrs. Kaczynski. But they're going to stay in an oceanfront hotel room, and they got that third night free and the breakfast daily for two. And we're seeing that a lot with these advanced bookings. They're still holding out with the free nights and the breakfast, and that's at the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach, oceanfront hotel room. And I think it's fun. They've rented Jeeps on both islands. It must be, and that's a fun thing to do. A friend of mine picked us up yesterday, came over, and she's one of our agents, and she picked us up on a Jeep, and I forget how much fun it is to have a Jeep. So these folks are going to have Jeeps on both the Big Island and on Oahu here. Over on the Big Island, they're staying at King Kamehameha Kona Beach Resort, also in an oceanfront room with breakfast daily for two. You might be asking, how much does this two-week trip cost, two islands? $68.98. Coming all the way from Philadelphia. So these guys are going to have a terrific time. Congratulations, Paul. You guys are in really good hands with Abby. She's a terrific agent. And, you know, I give two thumbs up to this itinerary. Of course, we'll be in touch with you between now and then and give you some suggestions on stuff that you can do. And there are lots of things for you to do. So congratulations, you guys, and welcome. Big mahalos for your business. We do appreciate it. Next thing we want to do is we want to give shout-outs because, like I said, look at it outside. I mean, it is, you know, quite frankly, it's kind of miserable. I mean, if you're local, you love this weather because we've been going through a drought. And I checked, and I'm not sure if we're in an El Nino year or an El Nina year. Is it El Nino or El Nina this year? I think it's an El Nina year, and that means that they anticipate that we're probably going to get more rain than we usually do when it's really dry in the wintertime. So when that happens, you can expect a few days like this. And, you know, the thing about today's rain is that, you know, a front moved over and it just stalled. And, you know, there's just hardly any trade winds, and the trade winds are starting to pick up. But, you know, a day like today is going to be a wash. I mean, you're not going to be able to do the typical outdoor activities that you would expect to do. And sometimes you might have had a planned activity and then it gets canceled for something like this. We had some folks that were going to go out, do some fishing, and they can't go out because it's too rough out there. So, of course, we're going to reschedule things for you. We're going to get refunds for you when it's appropriate. I mean, when it's obvious. I mean, you can't do anything about the rain. A lot of times when you do things like the Polynesian Cultural Center, that will still go on. I mean, I can't tell you. I think it's maybe the Polynesian Cultural Center, maybe, I think once. I've only heard of it once or twice closing down. Once was when we had the 40 days of rain and the 40, remember that? 40 days of rain a few years ago. A couple of days during that, they were shut down. But they stay open during the rain, just to let you know. And Pearl Harbor stays open during the rain. So, like, you can do those kinds of things. And they're kind of sort of outdoorish. But I went out and I asked a lot of our Facebook friends, what would you recommend people do when it rains in Hawaii? So here's some of the suggestions that we had, and I want to give some shout-outs to some folks who helped us out. Giovanni Halle said that he said, light candles, stay in your hotel room, and listen to Pandora, of course. Pandora being, you know, that music service that you can get on your iPhone or any of the devices. Albert Say said that he says, go surfing. That's what I did when I lived in Hawaii. And you can go surfing if it's not too rainy out there, and you got to be careful, of course. Yaling, Aloha Yaling, who you know, of course, my beautiful wife, she said that she likes to go shopping in big capital letters. A few people said shopping, by the way. And shopping isn't fun. We have some folks that are here from, where are they from? Singapore. And they kind of got rained out today, and they're going to be shopping. That's where they're headed. They're going to go all do all the malls. I like to run in the rain. I just love running in the rain. It's so cool. I mean, if it's not like pouring rain, you know, just like a light rain or when it's, you know, really cloudy, running in the rain is fun. James Sexton, he said, have a wet t-shirt contest. I don't know about that one. So he said, James Sexton says wet t-shirt contest. Tobe Tamayo, he said, shop at the Royal Hawaiian Center and the DFS because Ala Moana is too open, which is a good point. Ala Moana is very open in the center and it rains right in the middle of it. So he said, get to one of the malls that are covered. And he also recommended the Royal Hawaiian Mall and the DFS Center. He said that they're going to be 20% off today because of the rain. Tara Barron, who's one of our agents, Tara, she said, take a drive around the island. And I've heard a couple of people say, drive around the island. That might be a fun thing to do when it rains, right? You drive around the island. And the reason why it's a good drive is because you can stop at scenic points and see a lot of waterfalls. Because obviously when it rains up higher in the Koolaus and our mountains, of course, you're going to find waterfalls where you don't normally see waterfalls. So it's a great opportunity to see them. Gail on Facebook said, go to Bishop Museum, Iolani Palace. And she also says, driving around and watching the waterfalls. So it's not a total loss to do something outside either. A lot of people said Bishop Museum, Iolani Palace. A hikey said, hey, it's perfect baby-making weather, right? Cuddle up in your hotel room and make babies or practice making babies. That's always fun, right? And Dante said also museums. Oh, there's lots of museums. He also suggested the Contemporary Museum, which is another one. Yeah, BMW weather, baby-making weather, right? Chris Noble said, I'm just going to stay in my hotel room and work. Gives me the, you know, not a better place to do it than being in Hawaii. Wade Fishman, who is Wade's World. If you haven't seen this guy, he runs around the island telling you stuff that you can do, hikes that you can do for free. Wade, you can find him at wadesworld.com or Wade's World on YouTube. And he said, hike through a rainforest and find a rising waterfall. Everything becomes so alive when it does. The birds singing, the insects chirp. Insects chirp? I didn't know that, but he says insects chirp. And he says the trees talk and whisper in the wind. Wow, what a beautiful. The sounds, the smells, the sights. Yeah, I do like it when it rains, right? The smell right after a rain. Something about that, right? So great suggestion from Wade Fishman. Mahalo nui for that. And then Rasa Weber, she's also a travel agent, and she's a Facebook friend. She says, oh, hell, just be happy to be in Hawaii. I got soaked more than once while I was visiting, and it didn't kill me. Yeah, the rain doesn't hurt. And Dante, I already said Dante. So those are some suggestions from just our Facebook friends of fun things that you can do when it rains when you come to Hawaii. If you have another suggestion I missed, please let me know. 1-800-843-8777 is the number. I'm also going to give you some more like concrete ideas because on all the islands, and I'm going to touch on a few things on each island that you can do when it rains. On Oahu and on Maui, there are really good aquariums. The Waikiki Aquarium, it's located right at the Diamond Head, right on Kalakaua Avenue. And it exhibits more than 450 species of aquatic animals and plants, and it welcomes more than 350 visitors a year. Over on over here also at the Pacific Beach Hotel, which is a local hotel right on Kalakaua Avenue, they have an oceanarium restaurant, and it has a three-story oceanarium, and it's got 280 gallons of water in there filled with swimming creatures. And it can be viewed from a couple of different restaurants in the Pacific Beach Hotel. So why not like grab lunch there and go check that out? The Maui Ocean Center over on Oahu, it's a top-rated family attraction. And you get really up close and personal with a lot of Hawaii's marine life. And this is a great thing to do whether it's raining or not. But, you know, it's all indoors. And it's really state-of-the-art. It's a real marine park. And you're going to see a great lava, they have a coral, local coral display there, which I think is amazing. And some amazing turtles there as well. So I always like to see the turtles there. And a lot of hands-on stuff you can do. And there's lots of museums on all islands. Of course, the Bishop Museum is probably the most famous museum that people associate with Hawaii. And that's, again, here on Oahu. And you can learn a lot about Hawaii's natural history and culture. And it's really just a great place to go. There's always lots of stuff going on there for kids as well. They still have that dinosaur thing that they were doing there. They were doing that dinosaur thing, but there's always lots of stuff. And just check with us. We'll let you know what's happening there. And lots of educational programs that you can find there. There's also the Honolulu Academy of Arts. It's Hawaii's premier museum, and that's also located on Oahu. It's got like 50,000 or plus different types of works of art there. And it's an encyclopedic museum. So there's lots of original works as well as historic pieces. And they specialize in Asian art, obviously European, a lot of European art, and several American paintings as well. Then they have wonderful graphic arts display there, as well as lots of decorative artists. So you want to check all of that. Of course, Iolani Palace, and that's another place that we need to get back to. And that was the residence of Hawaii's kingdom, the last two monarchs. Of course, King Kalakaua, who built the palace in 1882, and his sister, his successor, Queen Liliuokalani. And during that period, during the monarchy period, the palace was the center of a lot of social and political activities, a lot of history there. There's just a lot of emotion tied up with the Iolani Palace. I know recently the governor was inaugurated there, and it was a bittersweet moment because, you know, there's a lot of Native Hawaiians that weren't too happy about that, you know? Because, I mean, if you go back in history, let's face it, this was an illegal overthrow. So here, you know, here we are, you know, the governor, I don't know. A lot of people said there was a little insensitivity to that. I don't know. I see both sides of this story. So a little touchy subject there, it can be. And there's just tons of stuff. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen this one. If you ever, you know, if you want to do a ride around the island and it's rainy, end up in Haleiwa. They have the Haleiwa Surf Museum, where you can check out a lot of these vintage surfboards that were founded in the early 90s. I mean, it was founded in the early 90s, but you can see some of the surfboards that go way back to the beginning. They have a lot of collectors' items there from Mark Fragile and John Moore. And it's located in the Marketplace Shopping Center there. So check that out. You'll be very happy about that. Now we're running out of time, so I want to go over packages that have been booked in the last. Kalani says, do a helicopter tour and see Mount Waialeele on a rainy day. Really, on a rainy day, you can do it, huh? Yeah, you might be able to. He said, just don't take the doors off. You're going to see a lot of waterfalls if you can get up there in the rain. So very, very interesting. And so, you know, if you have any suggestions or ideas, get them to me. We are running out of time, so I can't go over packages. I'll save those for next time. We're going to wrap it up. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, we do this every Tuesday and Friday. Want you to have a great weekend. Hopefully, it's going to get sunny here, we understand, tomorrow afternoon. So that'll do it. For my beautiful wife, Yale, for all of us here at Hawaii-Aloha.com, all of our agents, everybody who works here so hard to make this a great company, we're going to say aloha and mahalo.